Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. What's up with it? Attention sack artists. You trying to get your music played? R&B, jazz, hip-hop, and comedy. Spoken word as well. Send your MP3 tracks to DJ1Gone at yahoo.com. That's DJONEGONE at yahoo.com. Make sure you give a call to 347-205-9722 or log on to blogtalkradio.com.
Smashing for Stephon Clark.
Justice Bizarre.
Love you, Sacramento. Sacramento rap.
Fuck the reason why they even went that far. Killed a young black man in his own backyard. Son, grandson, and the father, most importantly. Can't count on how to straighten out Stack PD. Shut down the Kings game. Did it non-violently. Justice for those. We won't go away quiet. How you scared when you're supposed to be protecting us? All they good for is killing and arresting us. It's a cell phone, not a gun. 16 years ago, victim could have been one. Would have broke for the gate, they would have sealed my fate. The destination for them pigs, prison should be the place. Shot 20 times, then you handcuff a dead man. Hella scandalous, push mute on the body cam. Rest peacefully, Stephon Clark. I love you, Sacramento, show the whole world your heart.
Cry with me, die with me. white beach saint, lie with me. My advice is forget the limelight. Let's make love while we listen to Frank White. So tight, now I understand life. Yeah, take that. Come on.
Come on, mom, been a whole day now. I wanna lay round and sip colada, dipped in Prada. I'm smooth as Eric Estrada, dipped in dollars. We out in Vegas, Nevada. Bubble bath in a champagne glass, about the size of a campaign ad. You don't know how you look to me, but if love was a crime, you'd have crooked to me. Cause mommy, I done been around the world, seen a lot of places, been around your girl, believe I read faces. I could tell she don't want me to prevail, but I learned my lesson watching Sean stressing. So why listen to her and start guessing? Mommy, you ain't ready to ride to start dressing. I need a girl, receive my mom's blessing. Confession, my love, no contesting. I need affection.
Listen, I need affection. Let's go, Mary.
Girl, what the hell is on your mind?
Yeah.
I could be dumb, but I'm not blind.
Come on.
There's something leaking in your mind. Don't look too good for you and me. Always getting weak. Getting what I need, baby. Is a greater woman next to me?
Yeah.
Oh, please, baby.
To share the dreams that I believe.
I need a girl in my life.
Maybe we can start a family.
Start a family, baby.
Someone to truly understand,
hey, baby.
How to treat a
shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Never mind the weather, go somewhere and get our minds together. Build a love that'll last forever, so let's stop the pain, stop the rain. Put stress to rest, girl, stop the game. Name the spot, mommy, I got the plane. Road too rough, I got the reins. I got some things, known to put rocks and rings. Push 100-foot yachts and things, your man don't play. Have you ever been to Sandro Pay or seen a brother play a Mandalay? Girl, I wanna just look in your eyes and watch the sun. Sunrise. No more lies, no more tears to cry. No more reasons for leaving. You, I believe in. Love you to the day I stop breathing. I love you, girl. Come on.
Yes, I need a greater woman next to me.
Next to me, girl.
To share the dreams that I believe.
When I wake up in the morning,
maybe we can start a family.
I wanna see a pretty face.
Someone to truly understand. Is a greater woman next to me.
Make a sacrifice
to share the dreams that I believe.
And maybe, maybe we
someone to truly understand.
I promise you
again.
This is what I need, baby.
Is a greater woman next to me.
Standing next to me, girl.
Believe that.
And when I shine, you
Yeah, that's the sounds of T-Pain on the Wise Words of One Don't Show. What's going on, my folks? What's going on? It is me, One Gone, on the Wise Words of One Gone, saying that healing needs to start in our hood before we can have a neighborhood. You know what I mean? We need to, you know, take these baby steps in healing. And it's just like, you know, someone was asking me the other day about the reparations, right? He was asking me about the reparations, and I said to myself, I said, if you give all these people some money, they ain't going to know what to do with it. They're going to give it right back to you. I mean, you can give them the reparation, and y'all can get send Bobby Joe and Susan Lou to college because that money coming right back. And so what I'm saying and all that, we haven't been taught how to manage that money. That much money, any money, right? Here, okay, let me say this and then I'm going to keep moving. Let's take these basketball and these athletic pros as an example. Them young folks, when they get that money, man, they blow that money. They blow that money. Matter of fact, I can go to the rappers. Them rappers got all them millions in a contract. It's a lot of them broke today. Because they didn't know how to spend money, save money, invest money. It's something funny about money if you don't know how to use it. Let me tell you that. So in our hoods, we need to heal before we can become a neighborhood. Our hood needs to heal so we become a neighborhood. Then from the neighborhood, the other step is becoming a community. And what a community is a community has economic base. A community has where the Russian and the Chinaman and the Mexican will come to the community and spend their money with our community. That's community to me. And so we don't have community. We don't have economics. See, economics where the dollar will last in the hood up to 4 or 5 days, that means you got economics there. That means the money stays in the hood, right? And so I want you to realize that in order for all that to happen, we have to heal. And we have to make sure that when we hear about programs with financial literacy, when we find out there's home classes, home buying classes, when we hear about, and they're free, there's no need for you not to register. Oh, man, I'm talking to a weak crowd tonight because what I don't see is you calling and to check me if I'm wrong, because that's what the station is, Wise Words from One Gone. So I'm giving the wise words and the number to call if you want to check me about what I'm speaking about. It's 515-605-9861. That's 515-605-9861. And the reason I want to give you that number so you can challenge me is because that's how I'm going to grow. If you have something that you can direct me or correct me with, I'm not one of them ones that get a chip on my shoulder. I'm going to take that as you're looking out for me and giving me the best information for me, and I'm going to have to accept that. You ain't heard what I said. I said I'm going to have to accept that. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show, and this song right here was done by Cupid. And when I heard this song, I dedicated it to my wife before we even got married. I used to play it on the radio show a lot. And matter of fact, I'm looking on here. I know I might have played this about 100 times. This is for you, honey. To the moon and back. Cupid. Why is there the one gone show?
But we can't. It's unexplainable. Girl, it is my pleasure to treat you like your treasure. And if you ever want to measure how much I care about you, I'll tell you. To the moon and back, to the moon and back, to the moon and back. exactly explain the type of feeling that I'm feeling right now.
Heard that, man, I dedicated that to her, and we wasn't married. We was courting over the phone. I was in Cali, she was in Georgia, and yeah, that song right there carries us to a marriage. Hey, the number is 515-605-9861, 515-605-9861. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show, and we're in our 10th year, right? In November, it'll be 11 years that we've been on the radio here, following Jay King's lead from Joe Levy, right? And I've told the story how I met Joe, and Joe told me this. He said, I was doing shows at the Delta King, and I had rap people on the stage on the first show, right? And I guess Joe's seen that. I don't know if he's seen it or not, but he told me, he said, man, I don't do shows like this. Because he's a bad joker, and I've seen why, right? I've seen why, because when you're doing a show and you're a professional, you ain't got time. You know, we're beat you on the sideline, but when it's showtime, man, we got to be at our best. And I understood what he said. So he flipped me Sean Rayford. Now, Sean Rayford is a bad man, right? And so me and Sean, we got along right from the start, man, and we did a whole bunch down on the Delta team. And so on the 30th of September, we'll be doing a show, Sean and I and the rest of our clan. We're going to throw a 10-year, so it's been 10 years since I've been doing the Delta King as well, right? It's been 10 years. I started that in 2013. I started the show 2012 in November. And so I started the Delta King in February of 2013. And, man, we're just going to honor what God has given us. 10 years is a long time to be doing whatever we're doing, right? And so we're going to have an anniversary with Sean Rayford, Lenore Speedup Lewis, Davina Bird, William Minnis, I can't remember the brother's name, but he's a bad joker. Then we're going to have a couple of young folks giving out some awards to our city champions, you know, that's doing this work in the city, keeping us safe. And so that is September 30th. And before that, we have, let me look at this flyer. We have the Magical Rock Band is highlighted on Game Changers, right? It's a young artist spotlight, August 25th at 7 to 9 at the Fruit Ridge Collaborative Center, that is 4625 44th Street in Sacramento, California. And along with the Magical Rock Band, Mir Rich and Boss Tootie will be on the program. Now, one thing I know and two things to show, all of them is bad. All of them. All of them. $20 tickets, you need to come and see the young folks really be spotlighted. And they need your attention like you would give Maxwell, or you would give Charlie Wilson, or you would give Anita Baker, or you would give whoever you like to go give the money. Beyonce, they don't live in your neighborhood. They don't live in your city. But I know you love their music. But come check out these young folks, and maybe you'll get to like their music. They don't have the cussing and set tripping. And no, these are young princes and princes. That's right. And they carry themselves as such. Oh, man, I could talk all day, but you didn't come to hear all that. And so since I've been on a talking, I might as well give you something to laugh at.
What time is it?
It's time for your rebirth of comedy. Laugh of the day.
All the grandmas are here tonight. Make some noise. All the grandmas this morning. Make some noise. Your grandma. I ain't talking about y'all new grandmas. Because see, look how young and vibrant y'all are. You know what I'm saying? Remember when grandma was dependable? Remember you could call your grandma at the last minute, mama, these kids sick. I got to go to work. Child, bring them churn on. I'll watch them all week for you. Bring them kids on over here, baby. You ain't keep your job. You need to go to work, child. Mama, me and Frank ain't been to the movies in 2 years. Child, bring them kids over here, baby. It's Friday night. You and Frank go to the movies. Matter of fact, bring their clothes out. Keep them all weekend. Don't even worry about it. Call grandma now. Call one of y'all new grandmas. Mama, can you wash the kids, child? I ain't got time to wash no kids, baby. No. Baby, I'm going to see Madea tonight. I ain't got time to wash no kids. No. You should have slowed down. And nobody tell you had them kids so fast. Slow down. Mess up my life. I'm enjoying my life, baby. I'm 55. I'm retired. I'm looking good. I got plenty of money. I ain't got time to watch your kids. Grandma done changed. And see, my grandma, she 86. That's a different grandma right there. My grandma, she feel like she can say what's ever on her mind. She'll hurt your feelings. She don't care. People come by the house, grandma, that's my new boy. We think about getting married. Child, he's sorry. He's soft as a loaf of bread. Get rid of him, baby, right now. Walk outside and lock the door. Take him outside and lock my door right now. Get him out of here right now. People come out of the house like, hey, Miss Mary, how you doing? Like, baby, your breath stink. Did you know that sign?
Yeah, that's Kelly Rollins with Dirty Laundry right here on the Wise Words with One Gone Show. Hey, you know what? We're going to have to put that dirty laundry out there if it's going to make things better. And if we can heal from the dirty laundry and stop, you know, getting our feelings, you know, because things have to change. And in order for things to change, one has to sit down and really live, right? Or you got to check yourself, like I have to do a lot of times I got to check myself, man, because I'm only me, right? And so I've gotten used to being me. And so sometimes we make moves that, you know, we have to think. We should have thought about it before we made the action, right? Hey, that's how I go, man. One thing I know and two things to show, my dirty laundry ain't me out in the streets cheating, gambling, drinking, shooting, looting. A pollutant. No. So air that out if you want to. It is the Wise Words One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio, man, and I'm just in here vibing tonight, man. I just wanted to get a lot off my chest. You know, there's over 60,000 young ladies, black young ladies that are missing right now in the United States, and we are not talking about that. That's one thing. It's been like that. I was looking at a friend of mine, Rolanda Wilkins' page, right? And for about the last 4 years, 5 years, she's been talking about this subject, right? And no, it seems like nobody's really picking up on that, right? They're not picking up on that. But this one black lady did an abduction on herself. She did an abduction on herself. And they talked about that. They had that highlighted so big that I was wondering, what about the real 60,000 black young ladies and mamas that are missing? What about that? Why we don't push that like that? It's a lot of them, man. Y'all go and do your research and see how many black women are missing in the United States. So we need, if we're going to be talking about something, let's talk about something that'll add up and connect the dots, right? We can't keep talking about stuff. I'm tired of y'all whining, really, man. Hey, you know what? I'm like my Uncle Don. My Uncle Don, he has stage 4 cancer, and he said he's ready to go. He even did what he wanted to do. This world is so confusing. People so funny. You know, me myself, I'm one of them ones. I'm straight to it, man. I ain't finna play with it. I'm straight to it, right? And so being straight to it, man, a lot of this bull crap y'all pulling and trying, man, it makes my stomach hurt. It really just makes my stomach hurt. And I be wanting to do something, but I know I can't transform into the old me, because as soon as I do that and you deserve that old me, everybody going to be saying, I told you, get down. You know, so I want to make a lie out of them for the rest of my life. So if you know me, you know me. And I mean, if you're coming around with that bull crap, you need to go on and go somewhere else, man. Beat the pavement. You know, I got a couple of people I just met recently, and something about them wanting to be my friend or want to be around me lets me know that I'm doing something good. But I'd also say that I don't need all that distraction that you're bringing my way. Oops, my mic is on, and I came to play a song. I said, my mic is on, and I came to play a song. So I'm going to leave that there right there, and I hope that your ear hustled enough of that to know that a change is coming, like old Sam Cooke said, but change come within yourself. You heard?
And spot, doing just about anything. We'll be going to the first thing.
Sitting in there playing my jam, talking my talk, hoping that y'all call in and talking with me, because that's how we're going to be able to move the needle, right? We're going to have to talk to each other, communicate a lot more, not just you and I, but you and somebody else and somebody else and somebody else, because that's what the problem is. So you walk up on your brother and y'all don't know how to conversate, and all you're doing is mean mugging each other. I know you ain't going to call in on that because it's true, right? And so you keep on doing what you want to do and keep on being who you want to be, and you're going to see how far that's going to get you, right? I'm trying to give you some love from up above so you can push that thing and receive that thing at the same time. I'm One Gone. It's the Wise Words of One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm doing it the way I like it. You hear it? Just keep sweating. Right and wrong way. On the Wise Words of One Gone Show. We'll be right back. Y'all know I'm doing my thing. I done played Keith Sweat. Don't talk to me. Hey, don't start with me, man. I done played this sweat up in here, man. Anyway, I just want to thank y'all for ear hustling with me, man, because you could be anywhere ear hustling, man. But right here on the Wise Words of One Gone Show, I got to give a shout out to the Black Business Owners Association, the BBOA. I got to give a shout out to the Men's Healing Circle. We had a nice healing circle last night. Things was being said and talked about that needed to be talked about. And some of the people that needed to be there wasn't there, right? And so we didn't talk about their issue. We had some other issues to talk about. But that would have been the place for anybody to air it out, to get it right, because we're supposed to be healing. And so if you stay away from it, I know you haven't came to the conclusion that you really need to heal, that you really need to heal so, you know, everything you don't get butt hurt about, right? And so if you see a joker and you know a joker and you can feel a joker, why mess with a joker? I'm just saying. So blame yourself before you blame somebody else. Woo-wee! I'm hot today. Hey, so I'm going to play one of my mentors, Joe Black's song, Soul Sister. And then y'all know him as Mike Daly, but he did some work with Dr. Cornel West and a few others. And this song right here, Soul Sister, you might not never hear it anywhere else because he didn't release this. And I was able to get a lot of music from him that'll never hit the street. Probably never, unless his daughter put something out for him, it probably won't hit the streets, right? Unless DOA, wait, because DOA helped him with some of that stuff. So let me hit you with this. This Soul Sister. For all our sisters out there, peace and blessings to you. You heard?
Yeah. the family. The wind beneath my wings. Divine love that's nurturing. Without love, where would I be? God's creation so beautiful, so amazing to me. After 9 months of the bearing and the caring of the miracle, flesh of her flesh, bone of her bone, and her love forever reigns. Now on me,
where would I be
without
my soul sister?
Now my soul sister. She's always there when you need her. She barely ever complains. Even though the road gets rough, the going gets tough, she's a soul sister who never gives up. And her love forever reigns. Down on me,
Soul Sister, produced by my big brother, my mentor, rest in peace, Mike Daly, Joe Black, man. When he sent me that song, man, you know, my mom was staying me at that time, and I played it, and we sat back, and we hit repeat about 12 straight back-to-back times. She couldn't believe that that came from round the corner, my big partner, right? And so, We appreciate the music that Joe Black put out there, Mike Daly, and we ask that God to continue to rest his soul. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show, and we're in our second half of the show. We have one more hour of this show, so why don't you go ahead and call in at 515-605-9800. 515-605-9861. That's 515-605-9861. The time right now is 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock in the Pacific area. It is 12 o'clock down there with Mama. Mama, you going to sleep. I can see you hung up. You're not on the line, but hey, shout out to you, girl. Anyway, it is the Wise Words One Girl Show. We was talking about in order for us to have a neighborhood, the hood has to heal first. The hood has to heal. We don't have neighborhoods. We have the hood. And so in order to have neighborhood where you love thy neighbor, we have to heal so we can communicate with one another. That's all, and it's a simple conversation that we're having. I'm not understanding why no one's calling in. I gave the number out. And I'm going to still be on this show whether you call or not. I'm really playing the music I like, and I'm talking the talk I like to talk. You understand me? It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show. I am One Gone, and I'm going to keep on playing good music from Sacramento, Kayanis. Kayanis, matter of fact, I got a couple back-to-backs from Kayanis. My nephew's over there, and he's in Italy right now. And so he took his kids and his wife over there, and they've been on a mission. This is their second time over there. And I guess, yeah, no, I ain't guessing. Things are good for him over there, man. Things are good for him over there, man. He, like I said, he went for about 9 months the last time, and he's gone now, and he's having a good time over there in Italy. So I'm going to play his music in a minute. I'm going to go to the phone line. I haven't seen Mark called in. Hold on. Let me go to Mark right quick. Mark, what's happening to my fishing partner, man?
Oh, what's going on, my brother, man? You know, just
hey,
out here chilling,
just
watering the grass. You know, I don't understand why nobody's calling in. I guess people don't want to be healed. You know, we got so many vices that's divided us, money being the main thing, you know. And like you said, that reparation, if they was to get it, they wouldn't know what to do with it. Money in the hands of a fool is like putting a loaded gun in the hands of a baby. Somebody going to get hurt.
Come on, man.
You know,
come on, man.
But I just wish that these people would try to heal. And healing starts first with yourself. Then you heal with your family. Then you heal with your friends. Because a whole lot of them got friends that they ain't even talking to no more. And they sit up and wonder about them, how they doing. But they won't talk to them because of pride. You know, then you heal with your neighbors. And, you know, and then this thing can catch on like wildfire. Because, man, like I say, we're in a losing fight. Just because they done got big paying jobs and nice cars and stuff, when they go in their house, they lonely. They sit upside by, sit in the house by themselves just alone, because we don't have enough community activities like we used to have. We have activities, but it's not like it used to be, because people are not healed. They pass by, people don't even speak. You know, I'm not used to that, man. Where I come from Tulsa, Oklahoma, back in the 60s and 70s, man, you walk down the street, you speak to people, you know. Everybody, you wave at them. You give them kind words, you know. And you don't have to say much. You just say, how you doing? Or God bless you. You know, but, man, now everybody want to mean mug somebody. Look at you like you got some shit on you, really. Excuse my French, but, well, I ain't even French because that's my language. So you have to excuse me then. But, you know, I'm just tired of it, man. You know, and I really don't want my grandkids growing up like that. These kids look up to us. But they don't have nothing to look up to except for these ballers, these rappers, these dope dealers, these pimps, these hoes, you know, and that ain't nothing to look up to. You look at our little girls, these young women, they're dressing like hoes. You can't tell what you wouldn't even know a hoe if you seen one nowadays. You saw somebody, you know, man, I mean, it's sad. It really is.
Yeah.
But men walking around with their pants down, girls got their dress up.
Yeah.
I mean, what part of the game is that, man?
Yeah,
I mean, it really flipped the script. When that man threw that out there, he threw it out there and got them all crazy.
Yes, sir. Man.
Got them all crazy.
So what we do, man, what we do is on Tuesday night, what we do, man, to combat that, though?
Man, we get them youth together, man, and we talk to them, and Tim, you missed a good one. Because you know, we really, it wasn't that many youth in there on Tuesday night, but like I say, God have the ones that need to be there to hear what they need to hear. And I don't care if it's just one, but it was a lot of adults in there. And we, you know, we talked and we had a good time, but man, these youth are getting something out of it. We had two new youth that came in, and I hope they come back.
Okay.
But we are out here trying to reach these youth. And if everybody would try to reach these youth, if they would talk to them instead of talking about them, we could make a difference. And that's not
just
youth. That's just anybody. Stop talking about them and talk to them. And then if you can't get through to them, then okay, leave them alone and let somebody else, if they meant for somebody else to reach them. Because all we got to do is plant the seed. That's all we got to do, plant the seed. Once we plant that seed, then we go plant another seed or we water a seed that's already been planted. Then we leave it alone. Let God give the increase. But no, we want to plant the seed and we want to water it and stand there and watch it grow. And you're pulling everything up that you done planted. So, but anyway,
you
man.
Wise words, brother. Them wise
I'm glad
words
you're on
smart.
There doing your thing. I'm glad you're doing your thing, man,
you.
And give me a chance to vent.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thank you for even calling in, man, because ain't nobody called in. I'm like, what the dog bite? I know we got enough
man,
sense to talk. We ain't nobody doing nothing tonight. Ain't nothing going on. Call in and state your claim.
This is the time for the brothers in the healing circle to speak out. Get on here and talk about what we talk about so the world could hear it. So whoever listening could hear it. So they know that we're just not in there twiddling our thumbs. But like
that's
I said, we trying to do something. Those of us
ain't trying,
really committed,
we're
trying to do something. You know,
yeah,
we got
we
some
doing
faithful phonies in there, but God going to weed them out.
Weed them out, Lord.
God going to weed them out. But like I say, man, we doing something. And I like I say, I feel it, my brother. I
right
feel
on.
It strongly.
Yes,
so
sir.
We just got to keep
night
it
was
going,
beautiful.
Man. And you know,
yeah, last night was
film,
beautiful, man. Huh?
We got to do. We got to take this
what
to
we
the street.
Gotta do.
We got to take the healing circle to the street. And we got to get out
sir.
There in the midst of them and just heal together. Because like I say, brothers gonna see a bunch of brothers standing there. They gonna want to ear hustle, see what's going on.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And like you know, we could stop a lot of mess, and by trying to reach the best.
There it is. Hey, so watch this, Mark.
I hear you.
We're going to take it to the streets. We're going to take it to the streets. We went out to the streets with our signs and said stop with the gun violence. But I think we should go in the big park up under one of them trees and all of us bring a chair and sit down and have a healing circle right there in the park. You
yes,
think? You, what
yes,
you think
yes.
about that?
I
well, hold
I
on a minute, Mark.
Go.
Hold on. All right, hold on a minute. Hey, it's the wise words of one gone through, and I've seen a couple of people called in, and then they hung up. I guess I didn't get to the phone line fast enough, but I was talking to my big brother, Mark Stevens, and so he's lacing me with a lot of knowledge tonight, and you too, if you're here, husband. And so we want to thank God for him stopping by and dropping by. We're going to keep him on hold just for a minute, and we're going to get into this Tejanus that I was talking about. But one love for one gone, man, and here's his drop. On the wise words of one gospel.
Hey, yo, peace and love, my people. It's your man, Tejanus, and you are now rocking with my unc, DJ One Gone, on the Wise Word with One Gone show. Keep on pushing that good old independent music, baby. You already know what it is, y'all. It's love.
And this song is about some rude cats. They need the cats. So I went my money down around, said that Southside Lounge, what up? Said this the chill side. You not vibing to the chill side. Talk to me.
Ba-da-boom, 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 ba-ba-da. Ba-da-boom, 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 ba-ba-da. Ba-da-boom, 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 ba-ba-da.
It's the boom, bap, booming that bap. We off that boom bap to make your soul relax. Yo, we jazzing it up like Charlie Parker's fat. His beard reincarnated in rap. Handshakes and daps. So my boogie down Browns off the corner. Feeding all youth the culture. We know that they hunger. Robbery, state of mind. I'm just painting that picture of my young ghetto brothers and sisters. The music assists us to find that pocket when them times is hard. So rhythm to us is art. Nothing like driving down the road and you hear the roads. Rim shots mad slick with a groovy flow. When you catch that Jones, it don't get no better. A smooth chill out lasts forever. Sit back, relax, don't stop. Let it ride, my side, your side, south side. We vibe to the chill side.
Ba-da-boom, 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 ba-da-boom.
This that poetry in motion, sophisticated flavor. So for relaxation for my south side neighbors. A message and a lesson to make them feel something. Put you on that new vibe like Laura London. So put your soul on cruise control. Negativity in our lives, man, we letting that go. We deep in our roots for a beautiful us. Erasing them black thoughts in this quest for love. So, you know the world's been hurting for a while. It's time to bring smiles to our young ghetto child. Moving God vision, fellowship and unity. That's outside soul for sure, that's how we do. So bring that love that's like a work of art. I hope y'all get that picture like Gordon Paul. Sit back, relax, don't stop, let it ride. My side, your side, south side. We vibe to the chill side.
We got the jazz, we got the jazz. We got the jazz, we got the jazz.
Shoo-ba-da-da-ba-ba. Shoo-ba-da-da-ba-ba.
That's the jazz, we got the jazz. We got the jazz, we got the jazz.
Shoo-ba-da-da-ba-ba. Shoo-ba-da-da-ba-ba. Ba-da-boom.
Yeah, that's my nephew Tayanis right here on the Wise Words with One Gun Show. The chill side of jazz right here on the Wise Words with One Gun Show. Hey, so I got to give y'all one more from my nephew, man. Like I said, he's in Italy, man, doing his thing with his family, and he's really making things happen. And so I got to highlight him with another song. This is called Black Love right here on the Wise Words of One Gun Show.
Yeah.
Said black love equals black power. It's powerful when it's
demonstrated.
That 2020, that 20 vision, taking no ish like we be a king, not peasant minded. See, love needs to be
celebrated.
When the love strong, get hit different like an uppercut chin.
Elevated.
My kinfolk, my skinfolk, black love needs to be
celebrated.
Got love for you, I'll fight for you. I'm drawn to you like a
illustrated.
My black queen so wavy with it, it hydrates for the
mitigation.
My fist up, my crown adjusted, we shining, babe. It's a
bitch well.
Queens, baby, let me love you as a king. Ain't nothing I won't do. There's no hesitation. I know you're tired of waiting. Say when it come to love, you know I got you.
James Evans. See when all babies have they babies, see the foundation that's
in our love.
It's sweeter than the melody that's telling me we gon'
overcome.
They duplicators, they imitators, but nice try, you a
replica.
See black fathers to the black child, we love you king for
stepping up.
My black mother to the black child, we love you queen for
raising us.
See there's no need to hate each other, we need to be
celebrating us.
My fist up, my chest wide for black love, it's
making up.
I won't do. There's no hesitation. I know you're
Alfonso Sante.
I just drank some water so fast it almost choked me. Hey, that's my nephew Tejanus with Black Love. Man, that's the love I'm speaking of, Black Love. That's the love that's missing, though. See, we got to bring Black Love back. And I want to thank the brothers at the Men's Healing Circle last night because I almost cried a few times, man. And, you know, it's hard to make me cry, you know. And I almost cried, man, because I see we need each other, man. And I see that even though even some slicksters that smooth talk and all that know they really ain't ready to heal, even though they are like that, they can sense that there's a power and a spirit in the room that they can't beat up. Not in that room. Now, they might catch you all by yourself and try to throw that. Oh, is my mic on? My bad, man. What's happening? It's the Wise Words of What Goes Show, man. I was going to talk too much about too much of the business. See, you got to come to the healing circle to get it yourself. If you're a male, anywhere from any age. Now, we say it's a men's healing circle, but if you're a male, come on through because I know I can learn from a young man and a young man can learn from me. This I do know. And so show up. It's at 2251 Florin Road every Wednesday night from 6-7:30 p.m. right there in the Obama Room. Come through. You know, Baba's got some fried chicken, baked chicken. The man gets down. And then, you know, we have our brotherhood strong, man, and love, right? And so I just ask God to continue to build that up because it's bigger than Sacramento. It's a worldwide need, right? And so we're going to spearhead this thing and ask God to take over on it because there's other spots that are doing the same thing, but they're not on the radar just like we ain't on the radar. And so if you hear about us, why don't you spread the word? Why don't you spread it on the Facebook, the internet? Call Big Mama and Uncle Leroy and them. Tell them that your brothers is over there doing what we're supposed to do. Because, you know, a lot of times they've been asking, where are all the Black men? Where they at? And so we here. We right here. And stop talking bad about us. All of us ain't like your baby daddy. Oop, my mic is on again. Let me go to the phone line to an old dear mine, Mr. Mark. Mark.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Mark, man? You been fishing?
No, man. I ain't been out since, what, about a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
But I just go out there to relax.
That's right.
A fish, it's an added bonus. I'm out there reaching souls. I was up in the Bay Area talking to men about healing, helping men heal. So, you know, that's what it's all about, man. Wherever we go, we got to recognize who we're around because spirit recognized spirits just like game recognized game. So instead of us getting out there spitting all this game all the darn time, spitting this game that we learned from somebody we don't even want to give credit to because they don't deserve no credit. They done messed up our communities. That's why we got to heal. They the ones did all this mess to us. And y'all, they steady doing it, making them feel good. See, when we out here hurting each other, it's not making us feel bad. It's making us feel bad, but it doesn't benefit us. They the one reap all the benefits from it. The more we separated, the more they congratulated. So we just got to wake up and get do better. But what brother say, we got to do that grown man shit. We got to get it right. We got to get it
yes,
right
sir.
And keep it tight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, thank you for ear hustling. Hold on 1 second.
Shout out to my homeboy, DJ One Gun. Hey, hey.
Okay, it's time to tune in and keep your station locked. One gon' guarantee to make your head knock. From 8 all the way to 10 o'clock, we gon' rock. R&B and hip-hop, banging non-stop. From Sacramento, California to the Great Lakes. Heavy rotation, syndication to 50 states. Alabama to Montana, New York to Indiana. Texas to Chi-Town, LA to Atlanta. We open doors for locos to promo. If you didn't know, I'm already bi-coastal. I spit verses that put rappers in hearses. Dump them in the dirt, 6 feet under the earth's surface. Lyrical murder for hire, money ain't the purpose. I'm serving rappers, three-piece combos like churches.
One gone, one gone, one gone.
Bye. Wise Words with One Gon Show on blogtalkradio.com featuring DJ One Gon. For requests, call 916-889-0105. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time nightly. The Wise Words with One Gon Show.
Oh, man, you know, I got to remake all of them. The number ain't the same. You know, we got a new number. We still got the same name, Wise Words of One Gone Show. But, man, I got a cat on here, man, that been with me for a long time, man. And I ain't going to call his name out because I don't want them folks to know he up in here. Anyway, without further ado, man, who is this on the line, man, and where you calling from?
Hey, hey, this is Craig, man. I'm calling from California.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, Craig, man, way busy is what we call him. We call him way busy because he stay busy. What's going on, way busy?
You know how it is. You know, it's always a beautiful experience when life comes at you. You know what I mean? Life comes at us, and there's no telling what's going to come our direction, but whatever comes our way is going to help us to be stronger for the future. For the future. And the children are the future. The children are the future. And I have to say this. All these kids out here that don't have a father or a father that doesn't really care enough to invest in his own child. Children look up to their father. That's what we need to remember. This is what we're going to become. You know what I mean? Fathers. And we have to be the father figure for these kids. These kids look up to us. And a lot of people don't take responsibility. And it's not a race thing. It's not about race. It's just, it's just people. People need to look at each other, not by what color they are or any of that.
I judge a man by his heart and his mind, but you know what? I really don't judge a man. I love him for his heart and his mind. I really don't judge because you're going to be who you're going to be and you're going to do what you're going to do. All I ask is when you come in my presence, accept the love that I'm giving, and then let's build from there, you know. That's all I can do, and that's all my will is to do that.
That's why I say that, you know, when you become born of the spirit, like they call it, which is what it is, a spiritual experience, that with that spiritual experience comes abilities. And one of the abilities that we have, the first and foremost, is that we get to see past our own flesh at who we really are on the inside.
Mm.
That's what God shows us, who we are on the inside. And when we see ourselves like this, then we can see other people clearly. But this is something that takes time, my friend. It takes time. Sometimes people, they can't see themselves clearly, so they don't see other people, and they be making all kinds of mistakes that they don't even want to care to mention.
Yes, sir. So, man, it's been a while, man. I've been off the air, man. I've been working and doing a whole lot, man. I've been on maybe 20 times this year on this show, 20 times. I used to do it every day, twice a day. I used to come on in the morning from 9 to 11 and then 8 to 10 every day for years. And, man, I don't even know. How did you find out I was on the airwaves? That's what I want to know.
I just went on here and I just looked real quick and I saw your thing and I said, oh no, this is, and there was still some time left. I said, great.
Right.
You know, I've been busy right myself. On, I've been busy myself. I have a new granddaughter.
What you been doing, man?
You know, taking care of my grandbaby, you know, taking care of that. And my kids need that, you know, they need that kind of support and stuff. So I've been able to enjoy that part of it, that aspect of being a granddaddy and stuff, and I've been just eating up. You know what I mean?
Right on. Hold on one second. It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show. I'm gonna play this right quick, and then I'll be right back.
Barbara, this is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know. If you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? Oh, woman to woman, can't you see where I'm coming from? Woman to woman, ain't that the same thing you would have done? Should I just step aside and let her take what's rightfully mine? Oh, woman to woman, was I right or was I wrong? Trouble now. I hope you understand. If he's mine, I'm talking to you, woman.
understand.
Yeah, that's Shirley Brown, Woman to Woman, right here on the Wise Words of One Gone Show. Don't ask me why I played it, man. It's just one of my favorites when I'm sitting back listening to some of that throwback music. I like to hear them real ones. Hey, I put on some Betty Wright, yeah, Tonight is the Night, and a bunch of others, right? It is the Wise Words of One Gone Show, and I'm going to go back to my partners that are on the line, man. I appreciate Mark, you in the building still?
Yeah, I'm still here, my brother.
Right on. Way busy. Craig, you still around here?
Yo, I'm still here.
So, Craig, I want to introduce you to Mark. Mark, I want to introduce you to Craig. And so you two are good friends of mine, good people. And so when I say communication, I want everybody to communicate. So, Mark, meet Craig. Craig. Meet Mark.
How you doing, Craig? I enjoy meeting new brothers.
Yeah, man. I'm doing better than most, worse than a few. I guess that's what they say.
Oh man, that's one of my sayings. I say I'm doing better than most and worse than others.
Worse than others, you know what I'm saying? Because it's true though. Because I'm running a lot of folks that you know that. They haven't been around, you know. They haven't really been around. So, but they always talk like they've been around, you know. But they really haven't. And I don't want to pull anybody's covers or anything like that. But I do like to pull people off to the side a little bit and tell them, hey, look, you know, what you were saying is out of line. You know, it was out of line. And then they go, well, I don't know what you're talking about, you know. And, well, I got to explain stuff to people sometimes, and sometimes I got to reiterate what I'm saying, you know, because sometimes people get confused, you know. I notice when I'm talking to people, I'll be saying something that's important, you know. I would expect that you'd be listening at this point, right? And what happens is they have something come in their thought process that they want to say, and they don't want to lose track of what they want to say, so they don't hear what I'm saying. You know, they miss all this good stuff. So I always got to find myself reiterating what I was saying to folks. You know, it's like a little kid. You got to keep repeating yourself over and over until it sinks in.
Well, that's the same thing people do when they read the Bible. The same thing. They ain't caught on yet. That book is all about love. Ain't none of them learn how to love yet. That's why they got so many different religions out here teaching the same thing, but they can't come together.
You know, that's the thing, though, because there's people like, you know, that study the Bible. They study God's word, and when they study God's word, you know, they find out that they were saying something that was against the truth, and so they start saying something that's right now, and then. People say, well, you were saying this before. Well, you know, maybe I was saying that before, but I learned something, you know what I mean? Because the Spirit's teaching me something that man cannot
teach. There you go.
Come on, somebody.
When you graduate, you elevate.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to elevate the world around you, you have to be like Christ. Christ came down from heaven. So you got to come down from your spiritual mountain down here in the valley where people are, where God's doing the amazing, wonderful work and the new heart that he's given to you. Because when you walk in his love, he sees your faith at work in your life of obedience to what he says, not what man thinks about what God be saying to you. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Well, see, man.
Somebody better preach.
Well, see, man's problem is man got a new God, and that's that dollar sign. See, man is chasing that bag.
Yeah,
the church,
you know, man, that's the thing, you know. So you don't want to follow what man's example. You want to follow Christ's example. And when you can see the miracles that Christ performed in his word, then you can practice the actions that led up to the miracles. You know what I'm saying? Patience with folks, kindness.
But see, that's the thing, my brother. But see, that's the thing, my brother. See, in order to follow Christ, man has to go back to basics and pick up that cross. Man don't want to carry his cross. See, that money lightens the load for him. So they leave that cross back there and go chase that bag. And they think they're going to make it into heaven with that bag. But it don't work like that. You got to carry your cross. He said, pick up that cross and follow me. But man look for a comfortable place to lay his head. Man wants to be comfortable. And like I say, there's some vices out here that's got man fooled. And like I say,
what it boils down to is this. It boils down to this. Is that Christ is inside of you. If Christ is inside of you, then everything becomes holy unto him. So if everything's holy unto him, then everything that you learned when you were in the world without the knowledge of the Spirit, which is his presence in your life, then you have to remember that everything you learn in the world, all that stuff goes to the dunghill, because God's going to teach you something new about who you are in him. And this is where the maturity starts to take place, because God gets to grow you up, because you be listening to him and not what man's commentary says about what man thinks that God be saying to you. And this is where man has a problem with what man be saying, because man, remember what God said to Cain? He said, where's your brother? And Cain said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? Now, he said, I'm gonna put a mark on you, boy. And your number is going to be 666, because that's man's number, and man is a liar. And we know this because that's what God said in his word. We know this, that man lies. So we can't be listening to man try to teach what the Holy Spirit be teaching us, because if we listen to man, we're going to be in adversarial position with God.
Now, see, you just said something right there, my brother, what the Holy Spirit teaches. See?
Yeah.
And when the Holy Spirit teaches you, you can't find it. You can't read that. Nobody could tell you about that. It's a spiritual thing. See? You got to get to know who your daddy is. See, you can tell me about your father, everything you know about him, and I can see it for myself, and he'll tell me some things about him that you don't know. See, that's the way our daddy is. It's a personal thing.
You got that straight. You got that straight, man. So, you know, we got these kids out here, you know what I'm saying? Because I was talking to some cat a long time ago. His name was Geronimo Pratt. You probably know him or heard of him. I should say.
Yeah, I've heard of that name.
You've heard of Geronimo Pratt. He was a Black Panther leader back in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
He got in trouble. He got arrested for something, you know. He got in some trouble. And he was in prison for like 20 years. And I ran into this guy when he was doing time. He was down for 20 years. You know what I'm saying? I was only in for like, you know, I was only in for 8 years when I met him, you know. But he was talking to me, and this dude dropped some straight nuggets right on me, dude. Like, this dude was on, he was like a beacon of light. Let's put it that way. The wisdom that he was giving to me is something that I can talk about,
right,
but I can't really talk about it directly, but I can talk about how it affected me in a way. And he took me on a journey when we was walking around the prison yard. We were smoking a joint together because he's the one that had it. And I said, yeah, let's fire it up. Let's do it. So we were smoking that, and we was walking around the track. This dude was humble as you could ever believe, man. And he was telling me stuff about. He took me back when he was a little kid. And he took me back when he was a little kid. We finally got to when he was a little kid, and he was looking up at his dad. He goes, "You see this right here? This is what we need right here." Now he's a Black guy. I'm a white guy. So I'm like, I'm trying to just decipher all this, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but I think he was speaking from the Black perspective, that the children need the dad to step up to the plate and be somebody, you know what I'm saying? That's what I got from it.
Well, see, you have to understand something. you may not understand it because you'll see it from a different perspective. But we were torn, snatched from our children back in the 50s and 60s to help this world get to the state that it's in now. So my people have a different type of struggle. And it's it's kind of hard to explain, but it's heartfelt if you understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everything that's going on is against us, even though we can't see it, because we're blinded by the glamour, the glitter, the nostalgia, you know, the excitement of it. You know, these entertainers, these sports figures with all this money, that's no different from back in the Roman days, the gladiators. They just sit back, they throw that money to them and let them get out there and get eat up by the lions. And the lions is your own people.
That's,
you know,
a religious system right there.
Just this further detachment. It's just like somebody snatching an arm off, taking it to one side and snatching another arm off, taking it another way. We just being decapitated. You know,
oh my God.
And I mean, just dismember.
I'm gonna have to keep going with the show. Hey, I've been letting y'all get loose. I let y'all get loose for a minute, man. I gotta keep moving. Them are my loved ones. That's Mark and that's Craig. And we're on the Wise Words of One Gone Show, man. Hope y'all enjoying, man. And I'll get with y'all right after this.
Said it sounds so good to me. You gotta get on up,
get on up.
Get up right here on the Wise Words Who Won Show. Hey, we're about out of here. We got about 10 minutes, and I'm going to let my brother end it up with about 3 minutes apiece to share some love that we're speaking of. You know, just give some real down-home love to the listeners out there. So without further ado, I'm going to go to Mark. Mark, and I'm going to go to Craig. Craig, so what I'll do, hold on. I'm going to take one of y'all off. I'm going to take you off, Craig, right quick. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Mark, give the people about 3 minutes. Give the people, because you and Craig is long-winded. Hold up. You there, right? You there. Hold on. So give the people about 2.5 minutes. You know how they go to the funeral and they say you got 2 minutes to say something at the mic? You and this brother got 2 minutes because we got 10 minutes left. Hey, Mark, go on and drop them some gems and some nuggets, man.
You know, we're in this world together, and everybody's going through it. Everybody feels the pressure. And the only ones don't feel the pressure or the vice is because they're hooked on a vice. And when you're hooked on, it's just like money is just like a drug. If you got enough of it, you don't feel the pain right now. But when it's gone, you're going to feel that pain. See, so what we got to do, we got to come together, and we got to think about life itself in our existence together. If we're going to exist together, we got to come together. And we got to fight the power that be. Because this government is not just hurting the blacks. It's not just hurting my people. It's hurting everybody that don't have no money. So we got to get it together and fight the powers that be. We got to stand together. We got to unite together. Or it's going to be hell. World War III is going to be hell because we're going to be fighting each other. It's already started. And these weapons that they're using, this meth and all this K2, this what's that new one? What's that mess they got now?
Fentanyl.
Yeah, that mess they give you at the hospital. But see, this is what people don't understand. All the mess that everything they're using on the street, they give it to you in the hospital. They just give you little doses. But once you get enough of it, you're gonna die anyway. They're going to kill y'all. So you got to be careful. You got to get back to basics. Get back to the way God intended things to be. Eat natural, eat healthy, eat the stuff that God put here with all that GMO or whatever the mess they're putting on the pesticides and stuff. You know, they're messing up everything. They're messing up the weed. They're going to go back to putting paraquat on that. And y'all better be careful. I'm trying to tell y'all because I love you.
Well, thank you.
And I want
to thank you. Give me your 2 minutes. We love you, brother. And we go into Craig. I love my brother, you know, but I know how long he can go. And he ain't telling no lies, so I let him go. But right now, we time sacred to him. Craig, what's happening?
Hey, going good. Yeah, you know, a lot of people, you know, when you hear people talking and they're going through their stuff, they're talking about how they feel about their experience they've been having. And a lot of times, you know, you have to listen to a lot of stuff that people say. You know, you just can't just jump in there and start talking to them about some of the stuff they're talking about, because they're going to puke all this stuff on you. But when you hear something that you can actually work with, that's because they opened themselves up to you, who they really are. And that was a moment in time when you can take that moment, what they gave you of themselves, which is a little bit, and you can make a little deposit of love into their love bank. That way, next time they see you, they'll want to open up to you more and share more of themselves. You'll be able to share a little bit more next time. So just keep an ear out for those people that have those, that are crying out for help. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to listen to a lot of stuff people say until you get to some of the stuff that really counts.
Man, that's beautiful, man. Hey, it's the Wise Words of One Gone Show, and they just dropped you some of that so you can get some of that, right? So take that, put it in your tool belt, bring it out when it needed, right? Hey, it's the Wise Words of One Gone Show, man. We probably will be on them all night too, man, because I feel good, man. I want to spread the word and just get it out there, man. And so I feel this is my platform. I've been on here since 2012, and it, man, it's been a long, good ride. I've just been missing this year. This year, Craig could tell you, I normally be on in the morning and the evening. Things changed, got married, and, you know, there's a lot of things came with that. And, you know, God is working things, and we're working things out, and we're having a lot of responsibility in our city to be able to help someone be someone. Ooh-wee. I got to go, y'all. I love you. We got about 5 minutes, so I'm going to play this song right here because I want all my people, I mean all my people, around me eating good.
Fellow man, hold the plans for the days when you can't work away.